Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, my favorite food, I realized late in life. Well, hopefully not that late. Hopefully I've got a lot more liked. But still, it took me 40 plus years to realize that when people ask me what my favorite food is, that the right answer is peanut butter, of all things. But it's true. I love peanut butter. That's my favorite food. I kept thinking of like a dish. I would say like there's like a marinated flank steak that I really like. I mean, I could come up with some things, but no, peanut butter is my favorite food. Is it a condiment?
I'm kind of stuck on it. Well,
I mean, more broadly here, what makes something a condiment? I actually, this is a question from my children who are like, what is a condiment? Maybe you could ask John that question. And here we are.
So when people say what their favorite food is, it's usually something.
It's like a dish. I feel like a dish is more common.
If it's not a dish, it has to be standalone. Now, I'm not going to say that people don't do this, but in general, people don't just sit there with a bunch of peanut butter and a spoon and just go to town. Like, it is part of something else.
I have been known to do that on more than one occasion.
Listen,
that happens.
How long can you last doing that? How many spoonfuls can you take before you just, like, you can't take anymore? It's like, you can't take out an
probably entire
container.
Only, like, two. Yeah, no, it's probably only, like, two or three tablespoonfuls. But that's about it.
See, that doesn't seem... How can that be your favorite food when two or three tablespoonfuls and you're out? Like, that's it. That doesn't seem right to me.
Well,
so
it's very dense.
I'm contesting this as your favorite food.
It's very dense. Okay. All right, well, that's a good question. I think it is, because it is, I mean, all right, so is it an ingredient? Is it a condiment? Is it a complete food? I think this is a question that it's worth talking about. This is what led me astray for so long before embracing the peanut butter thing. But I love peanut butter in everything. I love peanut butter flavored things.
Sounds like your favorite ingredient.
And I am happy to just eat it. Right?
Only for three spoonfuls and then you're done. Like, if we gave you the choice between, like, that marinated flank steak dinner and peanut butter, you're going to take the dinner because you're going to know if I take three scoops of peanut butter, I'm still going to be hungry and I can't take any more.
It's more of a lunch, really. Yeah, but I mean, like, I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, and it's a peanut butter delivery mechanism. And I do occasionally wander out, since I work at home, I will occasionally wander out and just take a couple of spoonfuls of peanut butter, and it gets me through until the next meal. So it's a snack item. Again, it's a snack item. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. So on the condiment question, I feel like this is one of those ones where the problem is that I don't even know what the dictionary definition is.
Maybe that's an advantage. You're coming at this clean. I don't know.
Because normally it's like, well, here's the dictionary definition, but it is vague in these certain ways. I don't even know what the dictionary definition is. So I'm going to say that a condiment is something that you put on some other food product to make it better, right? It doesn't have to be directly on it, because ketchup, you know, you can put ketchup on your hamburger, but you can also put a little pile of it on your plate and dip French fries into it. But again, with the ketchup, ketchup is my favorite food. So are you going to sit there with a bottle of ketchup and
just suck it
scoop
in,
it,
suck
scoop it
down.
Out? Yeah, or like, you know, the old days when it was like you could open it up and scoop it out with a spoon or something and just no, because you have to have something. You say, oh well, the French fry is just a ketchup delivery mechanism. If you think that's the case, take out the French fry. See how much you like eating ketchup. And it's like, oh, something is less attractive. Like, yes, you like ketchup, but when it's just a pile of ketchup on your plate and a spoon, here you go, ketchup delivery mechanism. You don't need that nasty French fry. Apparently, it is kind of important. So there's ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, all sorts of things like that that are added to something and probably that can be left off. And you're still okay. Like, you can have a sandwich with mayo or without, with some mustard or without, French fries with mayonnaise or ketchup or without. Peanut butter doesn't seem like a condiment to me, because it's not as if you have a jelly sandwich and like, oh, I'm going to add a little bit of peanut butter as a condiment. Like, is the jelly the condiment? Is the peanut butter the condiment? And is a condiment sandwich? I know people do have mayonnaise sandwiches, and that really throws a wrench in things.
Wow.
And I'm not quite sure what's going on with the mayonnaise sandwich in general. I'm going to say, like, the mayonnaise sandwich is like, it's like a ham sandwich, but instead of hold the mayo, you held the ham. That starts getting a little bit weird.
Yeah, my mom, who ate lots of really weird things and is probably a reason why I have such a questionable palate myself, she said that she used to make what she called a sugar sandwich, But it was like literally, I think, butter or shortening and sugar between two pieces of bread. And I don't consider that allowable. That's not... Where's the food in there?
There are a lot of weird sandwiches involving unhealthy, high-calorie spreads between two pieces of bread with nothing else there. I feel like originate in the middle of our country somewhere. And, you know, or even just butter sandwiches, which is not, you know, just...
Yeah, butter sandwich, right? Just some butter on bread. Well, that's bread and butter, and then more bread,
right, but
I guess.
But they mess up the ratios by trying to make it a sandwich. Doesn't really make much sense to me unless you put a tremendous amount of butter in there. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to say no, peanut butter is not a condiment.
So, all right, I got a few follow-up questions. So, I once had a burger in, I'm going to say in San Diego. So it's a California. Get ready. This is my way of saying, John, get ready. Weird California food is coming at you next.
Mm-hmm. Is that avocados on it?
No, it had peanut butter as a topping on it.
It's no good.
But I would say that in that scenario, you could argue that it was being used as a condiment probably when it shouldn't have been.
Only because when you have a hamburger, like, once the hamburger's there and you've got the bun, anything else you put on the hamburger that is spreadable in any way, you'd be like, oh, I'm using it like a condiment, right? So if you put jelly on it, oh, jelly is a condiment now. If you put, I'm trying to say something that's clearly not a condiment, but that is potentially spreadable. Fluffernutter.
Sure.
What else could be on there?
I don't know. You could argue that there are probably like sweet condiments for desserts, right? Like chocolate syrup on ice cream. It's sort of a condiment for the ice cream, but they're not be mixed. Don't put chocolate syrup on your burger, right?
Yeah, the spreadability question. I'm trying to think of the category of things that are spreadable, that are, you know... You either squeeze them out and spread them with a knife, or you pick them up with a knife and spread them.
Yeah, like cream cheese.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't call cream cheese a condiment either, but you put that on a burger, like, oh, I'm using it like a condiment. The only reason I'm saying you're using it, like, why is the lettuce not a condiment? Oh, because lettuce isn't spreadable. It's not a condiment, right?
So I can give you, I know this is sort of a spoiler, but you mentioned the dictionary definition. My dictionary here, which is whatever the American Heritage, I think, that comes on the Mac, says, condiment, a substance such as salt or ketchup that is used to add flavor to food.
It's a terrible definition, such as salt or ketchup. Oh, that clears it up. Thanks a lot.
Also, its origin is from the Latin condimentum, from condire, meaning to pickle. So I guess pickled things, and that would make relish a condiment, totally. And the salty additive thing is coming out of that word.
Yeah, that definition is not helpful at all, because so many things fall into that. It's not clarifying in any way. So many things fall into that category.
Salt,
and they give you two examples as if, like, salt and ketchup. Like, oh, now I know the entire universe of condiments from those two examples. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I will say my mother's meatloaf when I was a kid, I would probably have rather just eaten the ketchup. And I tried. Believe me, I tried. I added so much ketchup to that meatloaf.
What was that? What objection about meatloaf? It's mostly ground beef. What was in there that you didn't like?
Oh, it was the onions, and I think maybe there was like celery seed or something in there. But as a result, it had this like crunch to it that seemed wrong in a meat recipe to have this weird crunch in there, and I have some consistency issues in terms of, like, surprise, there's a crunchy bit in that part, and then the rest of it is like
giving you a sugar sandwich to wash it down. You'd be fine.
Yeah, that's fair. Also, I know, since you're talking about dictionary definitions, just for the record, robot, a machine capable of carrying out a complete series of actions automatically, especially when programmable by a computer.
Another terrible definition.
Just leaving it out there.
Yeah, that surely covers things that we all know are not robots.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been established. Anyway, boy, I love peanut butter. Have you had peanut butter frozen yogurt? Whoa, it's good. It's really good.
Is it a robot? Robot or not?
I can't believe you're such a fan of peanut butter.
Oh, God. I love it so much.
You're going to hear from all of the, what was it, the Europeans don't know about peanut butter? Or the whole rest of the world doesn't know about peanut butter?
I almost suggested just put some Vegemite on the top and some Bovril on the bottom and eat that burger. World burger.